Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with an author called Paula, who writes children's books and also creates the pictures for them.
Welcome to the show, Paula. You've published several books, but how did you first start writing?
I went away one summer with my family when I was six. I was sitting on the beach and suddenly had an idea for a story about a girl who was in hospital and discovered she had special powers. Luckily, I had some paper with me, so I wrote it down. It wasn't great, but my teacher liked it enough to read it out to the class.
You create the pictures as well as the stories. Which do you prefer?
The drawings have to match the story very closely, so I can't just draw what I want, but I can really use my imagination when it comes to the writing. It can take a surprising amount of time because I change things I've written so much. It's not as relaxing as drawing, but it's far more satisfying.
How did you feel when your first book was published?
I knew the book was as good as some I'd read when I was a child, so I thought it had a reasonable chance of becoming popular. I'd made so many improvements, I couldn't think how else to make it any better. When I saw the finished product, though, the colours in the pictures weren't right, which I wasn't happy about.
What is your favourite kind of story?
I don't think kids are into stories that focus too much on what the main people are like, and they aren't too interested in where everything takes place. They just want lots of things to happen, which is what makes it interesting. I'm like that too, which is probably why I ended up writing books for kids and not adults.
What's your latest book about?
The last one was about a boy and the adventures he has with some unusual friends when his family moved to a new town. So I wanted to have a female hero this time. She goes on a long journey and she keeps having to choose which direction to go in. She never knows which one is best, so it isn't always easy.
What advice would you give anyone who wants to become a writer?
Ask everyone you know whose opinion you trust to look at your writing and comment on it. It'll really help you improve. Many people do creative writing degrees, but very few of them end up becoming authors. It's good to read books that are similar to what you want to create, but reading lots can prevent you developing your own style.
Thanks, Paula.
Now listen again.
Welcome to the show, Paula. You've published several books, but how did you first start writing?
I went away one summer with my family when I was six. I was sitting on the beach and suddenly had an idea for a story about a girl who was in hospital and discovered she had special powers. Luckily, I had some paper with me, so I wrote it down. It wasn't great, but my teacher liked it enough to read it out to the class.
You create the pictures as well as the stories. Which do you prefer?
The drawings have to match the story very closely, so I can't just draw what I want, but I can really use my imagination when it comes to the writing. It can take a surprising amount of time because I change things I've written so much. It's not as relaxing as drawing, but it's far more satisfying.
How did you feel when your first book was published?
I knew the book was as good as some I'd read when I was a child, so I thought it had a reasonable chance of becoming popular. I'd made so many improvements, I couldn't think how else to make it any better. When I saw the finished product, though, the colours in the pictures weren't right, which I wasn't happy about.
What is your favourite kind of story?
I don't think kids are into stories that focus too much on what the main people are like, and they aren't too interested in where everything takes place. They just want lots of things to happen, which is what makes it interesting. I'm like that too, which is probably why I ended up writing books for kids and not adults.
What's your latest book about?
The last one was about a boy and the adventures he has with some unusual friends when his family moved to a new town. So I wanted to have a female hero this time. She goes on a long journey and she keeps having to choose which direction to go in. She never knows which one is best, so it isn't always easy.
What advice would you give anyone who wants to become a writer?
Ask everyone you know whose opinion you trust to look at your writing and comment on it. It'll really help you improve. Many people do creative writing degrees, but very few of them end up becoming authors. It's good to read books that are similar to what you want to create, but reading lots can prevent you developing your own style.
Thanks, Paula.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.